everybody. It's day 23 of our 2 months reading of Mark. Today, Jesus is walking on the water. What's going to happen next? Mark 6, verse 45. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get in the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. And after leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. And when evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake and he was alone on land. And he saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he went out to them walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately, he spoke to them and said, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." And then he climbed into the boat with them and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves and their hearts were hardened. And when they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as he got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout the whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard that he was. And wherever he went, in villages, towns and countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. And they begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed. Another beautiful scripture. But I want to hone in on the three things Jesus says to these disciples in the middle of a storm is, take courage, it is I, don't be afraid. And I sense that right now in the pandemic, there are people who need to take courage, need to know God is with them, and need to not be afraid. And me too, all of us need to take those words of Jesus today. And let me pray it right now. Lord, I pray that today I would take courage, know you are with me, and I'm not afraid. Today, for all the people, take courage, take strength, take boldness, immediately, right now, as we listen to this, in Jesus' name, amen. And my journal would be something like, I am strong in Jesus today. I take courage in Jesus today. I leave you with that thought as you go off. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.